Church members said the deal was sealed by a vote of 116 to 16. Mount Vernon will get $14.5 million to relocate. After the vote, as he was exiting the church with his family in tow, Mount Vernon pastor Rodney Turner said he was pleased.
Even though it was not a unanimous decision, church was still unified tonight, and I think we all walk away together on the same accord.
But his mood was tempered by the weight of the decision.
There are a lot of people here who have strong ties, who have been members of this church for a long time, and we're very sensitive, all of us, to that. This is a sensitive time.
Vicki Johnson, who's been a member for more than 50 years, voted against it.
It is appalling for the city to consider desecrating the sacred ground of two historic black churches to build a stadium facility for a second-rate football team.
Others who opposed it said they'd have to pray about whether to remain with the church. Despite that, most were in good spirits. Barbara Ushery Polk, a member for nearly 20 years, said the deal seemed fair.
The community is changing, so this is a time for us to just move. The church is still within us, you know, and the church is still going to be within us wherever we relocate to.
Pastor Turner said the church is considering several locations, including a site at nearby Mims Park. Not up for debate is whether they move out of the community.
Vine City, English Avenue, 98 years we have been here. This is where we have anchored ourselves, and this is where the help is needed.
Meanwhile, the congregation of the other church on the south site, Friendship Baptist, is expected to vote on its buyout deal Sunday. It's the last major hurdle for the Falcons to secure the south site. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.